Welcome to A Waldorf Journey, a podcast for teachers, parents, students, and people who are passionate about Waldorf education. I'm Meredith, and I'm glad you're here. I spent nearly 20 years in the Waldorf classroom, and I learned a thing or two about teaching in all those years, and some of those lessons were not easy. Through it all, though, I've come to the conclusion that there's nothing better than Waldorf for nurturing thoughtful human beings who love to learn. You can find show notes for this episode along with a lot more useful content on my website, awaldorfjourney.com. While you're there, sign up for the newsletter to receive updates about new content on the blog and the podcast. You can also follow me on Facebook and Instagram as A Waldorf Journey. Now, let's dive into the Waldorf goodness. So I'm coming to you today with an episode that is about something that's been really meaningful to me personally recently, but also really impactful and meaningful for anyone who is a teacher. And it's been actually a source of struggle and difficulty in my own life, and that is a growth mindset for grownups. And if you listened to the last episode, I told you all about how I left teaching and some of the thought processes that went into that decision. And one of the big ones was really this idea of growing and learning as an individual. And, you know, I always really appreciated the fact that I worked for an institution that was dedicated to the growth of the individual. And that was, you know, one of the best things about being a Waldorf teacher. But I was also finding that I had been doing that job for quite some time, and I wanted to make sure that I was really like walking my talk when it came to taking risks, trying new things, taking on challenges, and I felt like it was difficult to continue doing that if I was to continue to be a teacher. And so that was a big part of why I decided to leave teaching. But here's the thing. It's not easy. It's not easy to like set yourself up to make mistakes, try new things, fail at them, and learn from those mistakes. That is it's a really challenging thing to do. And it's kind of funny, as a teacher who, you know, was constantly encouraging my students to do this, that I'm now realizing how difficult it is. And actually, that children are so good at it, that they are so good at trying something new, failing at it, and then getting back up and trying again. You know, you think about the toddler who's learning to walk and how many times they fall down and how many times they get back up again, and they just keep trying and they're not afraid to try again. They just keep at it. They keep doing it. And it's not until we somehow like get in our heads that we're supposed to be already good at things that we hesitate, and that we then, once we have that mindset that we're supposed to be good at something, then we're suddenly much less willing to take chances and to explore. And, you know, it was always with some sadness that I saw my students, you know, when they were in first and second grade, that it was no problem. We talked all the time about making mistakes, and they were making them daily. Every single one of them was constantly making mistakes and learning from them. And I watched them as they got older just slip a little bit more into that reluctance to try something new, because they were concerned. They were worried that they were going to do it wrong and make a mistake. And, you know, yeah, so the longer we can hold on to that, and, you know, here, I was definitely a proponent of growth mindset. I talked to them about it all the time, and even still, they had that reaction. So how can we, as adults, then maintain a growth mindset for ourselves? How can we reconcile and understand that it's okay for us to make mistakes? And in fact, if we are not making mistakes, then we're doing something wrong, that we are not challenging ourselves, or we're not pushing the envelope and growing as human beings. And so, you know, what are the areas in which we can do that? And how can we also shift the script a little bit, not just for ourselves, but for the other adults who are around us? Because I would say that this isn't just a personal attitude, right? I would say the rest of the world has this perspective that we shouldn't make mistakes, that we don't want to make mistakes. And if we really stop and think about the reasons why we encourage students to take risks, we can really remember it's because risk-taking and mistake-making encourage growth. And we all want to grow, right? That is the goal of all of us who are still here on this planet. And we need to find ways to challenge ourselves. And, you know, throughout my teaching career, you know, I was definitely making mistakes and learning, even right up till the end, right till the very last day. I'm sure there were plenty of mistakes I was making. And, you know, a lot of those lessons were really difficult and painful. And I remember, especially in those early years, that I felt a lot of shame. I hadn't, even though I was talking to students about the value of making mistakes, I did not hold that same perspective for myself. And I remember feeling a lot of shame for making mistakes in the classroom, for not having it all figured out. And because I felt that sense of shame and that I wasn't supposed to be making these mistakes and I should have it all figured out, I didn't want to admit to when I had made a mistake or when I was facing a challenge. And then, you know, of course, if I didn't want to admit to it, then I wouldn't ask, you know, for help to resolve what those challenges were. And it's much more difficult to learn from mistakes if you're not willing to recognize them for what they are and seek out support. So I certainly had the benefit of strong mentorship, but I was really holding myself to a standard that was very high and unreasonable, and I didn't hold that perspective that I was making mistakes and learning from them every step of the way. And so when I look back on it, I really wish that I'd had the perspective of growth mindset. And I wish that I'd realized that the first step was just to identify it and to notice it I always felt like I've always been a pretty open book. I think if you followed me, you know, like I put a lot of, you know, what I do out there, and I'm pretty forthright and honest about things. But I think there still was this level of not wanting to admit to and recognize when I was making mistakes. And you know, it's interesting as I reflect on it that, you know, I was working at an institution that was dedicated to the growth of the human being. And how could I have made this error that I didn't recognize that the people there and the people associated with the institution would be supportive of my growth, and that they would recognize that mistake making was a part of that growth. And so, and I guess, you know, that's really, and, you know, since those days, this is a question I ask everywhere. When I was interviewing for my new job, and when I was provide mentorship at schools, this is a question I ask all the time. And that question is, what happens if I make a mistake? And what happens if individuals at your school make a mistake? And what do you do? How do you create an environment where mistake making is encouraged and welcomed and not something that you need to be ashamed of and cover up or anything like that? So Yeah, and the real question is, how committed are you to helping others learn and grow? Not just students, you know, not just children, but anyone associated with the organization. How do you support and nurture their growth? Because that, you know, the kinds of institutions I want to be associated with are ones that encourage and foster the growth of individuals, because I think that is what it's all about. So since leaving teaching and starting my new job, I have felt a little bit of this gap, just this sort of area of my life that's missing, where there is this acknowledgement of growth and development, and this real active, vocal encouragement for how to go about supporting people's growth. And so for that reason, I've started a new project, and that is, and I think I mentioned it last week, it's called Evolving Pigeon, and there's a whole story about why it's called that. And if you go over there, it's on Substack, so it's evolvingpigeon.substack.com, and it's really this idea of it's dedicated to exploring topics around growth for adults and what it means to embrace growth mindset as a grown-up, and how do we as grown-ups continue to grow and learn and encourage others to do the same. And so that is really what I wanted to talk about this week, and just to explore, and I do more of that on Evolving Pigeon, among other things, but I talk about ways that I'm looking, that I seek to encourage my own growth in various ways, and I'm really excited to learn how others do that too, and so I'm curious to know from you, what are risks that you took this week? What are things that you do in your life, things that you, like habits or structures that you have set up in your life that demonstrate your belief in encouraging people to grow? Is that a value that you have? I'm assuming so, if you are associated with education. And then what mistakes have you made? Can we talk about them and normalize mistake making? And also then ask ourselves this question, how do I feel about having made this mistake? And can we, you know, by normalizing it and talking about it, can we eliminate some of the like fear and shame and just sadness that we sometimes have when we make mistakes and feel like we shouldn't, and that we should have it all figured out? So, I would love to hear from you, and I would love for you to come follow me on Evolving Pigeon, because that is, you know, where a lot of this kind of conversation will be happening. But just more generally, you can reach out to me by email at meredith@awaldorfjourney.com. Or if you're on Instagram, I'm awaldorfjourney, and you can send me a DM over there. And I would just love to hear from you. Yeah, like, what mistakes have you made? How do you feel about making mistakes? What are ways that you show the world that you're okay with mistakes and that it's important to you to continue making them, challenging yourself, learning from them, and growing? So, and I'd love to share whatever thoughts you have. I don't know. I'm just really excited to get this community going at Evolving Pigeon, just talking about that. Like, how do we do that? How do we make mistakes and set our lives up so that we're okay with it? And how do we actually be okay with it? So anyway, thank you so much. Super short episode this week, but I would love to hear from you. As always, you can reach out to me at meredith@awaldorfjourney.com. Follow me on Facebook or Instagram at A Waldorf Journey, and you can get lots more information, lots of blog posts and stuff on my website at awaldorfjourney.com. So that's all for now. Thank you so much for listening. Talk to you soon.